from 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Brian Patta, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show. What
the? Kirk Cousins is signing with the Raiders. You get a veteran to be in the room with this kid.
Let's go!
Earlier on the show, actor Jane Kaczmarek. Coming up, 6-time MLS champion Landon Donovan. 13-year NBA veteran Jalen Rose. 5-time NHL All-Star Chris Pronger. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Man, what a show we're having, if I may say so myself. Jalen Rose in 20 minutes' time talking about the Men's National Championship semifinal, otherwise known as the Final Four, tomorrow night. And as we all know, it's a big game for his and my alma mater tomorrow night. We just said farewell to Jane Kaczmarek, who's back as the mom and Malcolm in the Middle on Hulu later this month. Chris Pronger, Hockey Hall of Famer in Hour 3, but we kick off Hour number 2 with a National Soccer Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever lace him up, Landon Donovan, and his new book, Landon, A Memoir, available wherever you get your books right now, released last week. Landon Donovan right here in studio. Good to see you, brother. How
Thanks
are you?
Thanks for having me, Rich.
You bet, man.
Nice. This is a nice place, by the way.
I appreciate you saying that.
Jeez.
Yeah, you bet. How'd you come up with the title? Just kidding.
Pretty original. Actually, you want to know?
Sure.
So maybe you and maybe some others know me as Landon Donovan that you see on maybe on the TV or at the Galaxy game or whatever.
Yes, sir.
But this is the real Landon. And this is not a soccer story.
So okay.
Maybe you like soccer, you don't. But if you don't, you might enjoy the book. It's more about a kid who grew up here in Southern California and, mm-hmm. and how he got here.
Okay. And
yeah.
I know we've got 15 minutes and it's a life story here, but but do you want to, like, what do you mean about the real you?
Well, the very brief version is I grew up about 80 miles east of here in Ontario, California, in a very poor area, 900 square foot home,
mm-hmm.
single mom, twin sister, and my brother. My dad was not around.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenges with that dynamic, also dealing my whole family mental health throughout the years and me dealing with depression over the years and how what you saw on TV was not always what was going on behind the scenes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how have you come to grips with that?
Lots of therapy.
No doubt.
Lots of help from people. And having kids helps because they keep you busy.
Sure.
But yeah, it's been a ride.
Were you having gray days
when
we're watching you at your pinnacle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were a couple times, Rich, where for 2 weeks, I couldn't get out of bed, but I had to get up and go to training or get up and go play a game because I was so depressed. I wasn't sleeping. And you know, this year in the public eye and people come to you for joy, right? And they come to listen to your show because they want to be entertained. And people at Galaxy Games, they paid a lot of money to go there. They don't care that you've been necessarily sitting on your couch all week, not being able to get up. So that's a struggle, and this talks a lot about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And obviously that is a story a lot of people can relate to.
I think so.
That's for sure.
You know, the feedback I've had so far is, wow, I had no idea this was that. I thought this was just a soccer book. And two, thank you for talking about this publicly because a lot of people deal with this. So it's been good.
Well, and again, the way that you're being open, honest, and forthright about it, I think is also a leadership quality in that regard as
Thank
well.
Because
I think people would be like, don't talk about it. But we're living in a different times now, man. You know,
it's good. And look, there are times where we have to do our job. It's part of life, right?
Right.
Like you got to get up and do your job, but it doesn't mean people aren't struggling. So a lot of people, I think, can relate to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me about, I guess, your professional part of this book, about how you were, did you go back and watch things, or did you keep a journal, or you just relied
on through memory, but Ryan Berman, who was here, who wrote the book, he did all the hard work. I just get to do interviews, sit and, and talk,
stories,
and he has to actually put it to paper. But the cool thing about it is when you write a book, you don't know how other people always feel about you or what they have to say about you.
Mm.
And then you get to go watch the interviews or read it in the book. And I read the book the first time once he was done. I said, I don't want to know anything until you're done.
Right.
And you hear these stories, or you hear the way people talked about it, and you go, oh my God, I never knew they felt that way. Because we don't always tell each other.
Good and bad, you're talking
good
about?
Good and bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's somebody out there that you thought liked you, and then you found out, what the hell? What's this person's malfunction?
This guy's a jerk.
I just, it's good to see you here in person, because I once upon a time, due to your excellence, had to draw straws with Stuart Scott for a Sports Center when you were at the World Cup in 2002.
On who had to comment on it?
No, on who had to stay after 3 a.m.
to do
the highlight.
That's amazing.
I wish I could remember which one it was. It was either your 2-0 win over Mexico or the quarterfinal that you reached against Germany.
Wow.
And it's not like we weren't excited for you.
You just wanted to go home.
It was 3 a.m, man.
Yeah,
I'm in South Korea.
I'm sitting
in Central Connecticut.
Right?
I'm aware.
You don't decide
the timing or the location of the World Cup. But Stuart and I drew a straw of who would have to stay, because I think Tom met Ball at like 4 a.m. Eastern time when you were going on this magical run, which to date is still the best men's World Cup performance since 1930.
That's right. What a story.
And I just remember, I drew the short straw.
You hated me.
I didn't hate you. I was rooting for you. And certainly, when you were doing what you're doing, the goal you scored against Mexico is something I could still remember today. Middle of June in 2002. I just wish I could remember which one it was, but all I remember is I watched the sunrise driving home.
That's amazing.
That I definitely
thank
did.
You for your service.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Isn't that great that I turned it into
a story
where I'm having Landon Donovan thanking me for my service?
Well done.
One of the greatest to ever wear USA across a chest.
This is a good characteristic you have.
This is me, man. This is my memoir, which, maybe I'll name after myself, like you. Says a guy with his name all over a show and a logo right here. What do you think of the current state of affairs? Because I just also remember back in 2002, and every single time when men's World Cup soccer comes around, we're all wondering, when's it going to catch fire to the point where we're competing at the top level with everybody else at this part of the sport? Where do you feel
we're
at?
Question. We're going to find out a lot this summer, but I was just talking to someone. I mean, that 2002, it's funny you bring up that memory. That's the furthest the men have ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that we would have gotten further.
That would have been it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't have to be linear necessarily, but at some point we would have gotten back there.
Yes.
We have won. Someone told me this the other day. I didn't realize this. In the men's side, we have won one knockout game, meaning get out of your group, knockout game, in our history. And that was against Mexico in
2002. Round of 16.
How we haven't done that since, that really hit me when they said that. That's pretty alarming. And really without getting too into the weeds, really what it comes down to is we're not developing players like the rest of the world do.
Why is that? I mean, there's colleges, right? I mean, and just in this regard, the only reason why I bring that up first is – colleges and college athletics and universities are the feeder system for most Olympic sports.
Right.
Right. And that's one of the concerns you have in the world of NIL and people moving around and portals and what have you.
Sure.
And trying to keep up with that Olympic sports might get the first axe for an athletic department.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So but I mentioned that first. And obviously there's youth organizations and things of that nature. But I'll give you the floor on the rest.
No, that's right. And in soccer, it's different because that age group is actually where we do lose a lot of players. They go in from 17, 18, 19, 20.
Right.
Our college system isn't competitive enough to feed into professional soccer. So basically, if you're 16, 17, you haven't made it, you're not on an MLS roster or a first team roster, you kind of fall into this abyss.
Mm.
But the bigger problem is our youth soccer in this country is a disaster. And so you have all these youth clubs. I don't know if your kids ever played, but or youth sports.
Yes.
Charge you crazy fees. It's all about winning. The kids get left behind because the clubs want to make money. The coaches want to make money. They want to win. They want to win. And the kids don't develop. And now we're seeing sort of the fruits of that, sadly.
Well, and then going around the rest of the world, as I've been fortunate to do for the NFL, I remember the first game ever in Munich for the NFL that the Seahawks trained at the Bayern Munich facility. And the Bucks trained at the Bayern Munich youth facility. And in many ways, the youth facility was nicer.
That's right.
And I'm like looking around, I'm like, wait a minute, this is to get kids, you know, up to speed.
That's right.
To play.
You know what's interesting? So I played in Germany when I was 17. The guy who coached our under 16 team was like 60 years old and had been doing it for 25 years. He wasn't trying to be the first team coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was one of their best coaches and they wanted him with the 16 year olds, not with the pros. They wanted those kids developing and getting better.
Right.
And we do it opposite here. The worst coaches are coaching our 8 and 9 year olds and they're not learning anything and they're not loving the game. So it's just totally backwards.
Well, frequently it's also a parent just trying to, you know,
true,
get out there and coach with their kids.
That's
and
right.
Be present
and it's not their fault.
Children. No.
And that's okay. But right. That's not help. I mean, to be honest, that would be better than what you have at most clubs here. Because at least the kids would want to have fun and they would be touching the ball and doing it versus trying to play nice soccer and do what professionals do. That's not what you need at 8 years old. You need to just touch a soccer ball and have fun.
So this is what would you do to if you could wave a wand?
Well, I'm going to.
Okay.
This is my next path in life.
If it's just to wave a wand.
Not to wave a wand.
Or
not,
to do something about this.
No, I'm not a magician.
Very good.
No, but this is my next passion in life. I want to help fix this. I want to give the game back to kids. Too many kids just lose the game through the parents and the coaches, and it's a mess.
Right. And then, of course, we also need parks, you know, places,
you
open
access.
Spaces.
That's right.
Because that's the beauty of the sport is give us an open space.
And a ball. Yeah,
and we can you can create a goal out of just, you know, sticks on the ground. I understand that.
Yeah, no, it's true. But Rich,
until
I was 15, this is a crazy stat. I never once had organized practices more than twice a week. And most weeks it was once a week. Until I was 15, I had one organized training session a week. Now kids have 3, 4, 5. I played in 3 World Cups.
Right.
I was just outside kicking the ball all day. That's all I did. I was developing myself.
Who's the best player you've been on a field with?
Messi.
And
sadly against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he's different.
But I guess, how does it feel to you that he's won the last 2 Landon Donovan MVP awards? The MVP awards named after you that Messi has won.
I think he owes me a lot of gratitude. It's pretty wild, actually. He's probably like, who's this Landon Donovan?
No, come on, man. But he's won the last, you know, they named the trophy after you, and Messi's won the last 2 of them.
It's pretty special that he's here playing, to be honest. I think we take it for granted. You know, when Jordan was in his prime, and I was a little bit younger, but like, you probably were like, you were in it and you were commentating. It was wild. Like, you take it for granted. And then you look back and you're like, oh my God. I mean, Lionel Messi, he's probably the greatest player that's ever played the biggest sport in the world.
Yes.
And he's in our country every week playing.
Right.
Wild.
Right there in South Florida doing his thing.
Yep.
In MLS. And you're like, there was one shot when he first arrived, like he's in a Publix, you know, going down the cereal aisle. Like, it's just, wait a minute.
This is
the wildest thing.
It's crazy.
You know, and he and I have something in common. I believe we share a birthday. That's it.
That's true.
Do you?
Yeah, June 24th.
Wow. And you're both very fast.
Well, I'm the Messi. Yes, correct. I'm the Messi of hosting.
Yes, you are.
The way I look at it.
That's how most people identify.
Thank you so much, Landon. I greatly appreciate that. I think we met at an ESPYs Awards
for the first time
or something like that. You were at the ESPYs back in the day, I imagine.
I remember.
Yeah, man. Back in Vegas, or is it New York? Do you remember which one it was?
I think they were in L.A., weren't they?
They were. Well, they went from New York to Vegas to L.A.
I think it was L.A.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, congrats on the book.
Thanks, man.
I really appreciate this. And, you know, I know you live in Southern California. Don't be a stranger. I'd love to be part of what you're talking about.
It is so crucial.
It's pretty crucial.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It is, you know, and it just getting, you know, the NFL has a Play 60 program, getting kids outside, getting off a screen, getting them out there, running around, playing soccer, football, which is, you know, the world's sport.
Well, team sports provide so much to kids. And I just, like, let's get them out and playing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I could get a point off of Carlos Alcaraz in tennis.
Yeah, I was listening to you say
about that.
That.
You know, and
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think so, bud.
Give it to him.
you don't.
A point in what? In a match?
Yeah. Just one set.
One set getting a point?
A single point.
I think you've.
He can't double fault. He can't hit it out of bounds. He can't miss hit it. He can't do anything.
But they don't miss hit it. That's they don't miss hit it when Djokovic is hitting it to him.
Right.
So when you're hitting it to him,
I understand. He's never seen anything this slow being hit to him.
That's probably true.
You know
like
what I'm
saying? It's like when the big leaguers can't hit a 60 mile an hour pitch.
Right. Yeah. Some left fielder comes out and strikes out an all star.
All right.
I'm the left fielder mopping up.
You think you could save a penalty kick off me?
That's the
now we're talking.
No,
probably not.
Zero chance. Zero.
What about me scoring one on a top notch keeper?
Oh, on a top. I thought you meant on me. No, no chance.
No chance. No. Well, they got to jump one way.
No,
they always jump.
No, not with you. They would wait.
They would wait.
I have seen your elite athleticism at the combine.
My foot speed?
I don't think you're doing it.
Okay.
What if the three of us, me, TJ, Rich, all were in goal?
Could I score?
Yeah.
It's three of us, Landon.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm more than half the time I'm scoring, for sure.
There you go.
I think you would, you know, I was at the Chargers facility yesterday.
Right across
Tony
the street.
Jefferson. Okay. They do that. Why do they call it jugs, by the way? You know that machine?
Yeah, yeah, right.
I don't know why they call it
I think it
that.
Stands for something.
Okay. Uh-huh. They were doing that thing at, and I could not believe they turned it up to Herbert level.
Dude, you don't want to do it.
I was like,
I know.
I cannot believe
it
how
can
fast
go through your hands and really hurt you.
You have no idea how fast till you're there.
To be honest with you, Stuart Scott,
no, I know,
got really
Stuart.
Hurt doing
no, I
that.
Know.
And you could hurt a finger too.
It was wild.
Yeah, I would
you
never
just
do
don't
that.
Realize how fast that is till you're standing there.
Right.
So like Cristiano Ronaldo taking a penalty against you, you have no idea how fast it gets there. It's insane.
I would, but honestly, the opposite way, I hit something that slow, Alcaraz will be like, I can get this. Oh, wait a minute. Hit it out.
You should set this up. Are you setting this up?
Oh, maybe. I keep talking about it enough.
You're talking it into existence.
Landon, a memoir. That's what you got to do. A memoir. Get it where all books can be acquired right now. It's out there. Great to see you, sir.
Appreciate it, Rich.
Six-time MLS champion and Soccer Hall of Famer Landon Donovan here on the program. Jalen Rose, when we come back, don't you dare move.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
No one likes having to choose. That's why, with America's best lineup of hybrids from Hyundai, you get the best of both worlds, like the reliable and efficient Tucson hybrid with America's best warranty, or the stylish yet capable Santa Fe hybrid with the power to navigate the toughest terrain. It's like having your cake and eating it too, but, you know, better. Hybrids from Hyundai. It's the best of both worlds. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Rich Eisen here. The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast, but don't worry. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. You know how April feels. Everything speeds up. Games matter more. Hoops and hockey schedules tighten. Your phone won't stop buzzing. And somewhere in the middle of it all, there's that quiet little reminder. Taxes. You'll get to it tonight or tomorrow or after the weekend. And if you handle it the old way, you're refreshing your inbox like it's breaking news. Waiting, wondering, hoping everything's squared away. It's a lot of mental bandwidth. With Intuit TurboTax Expert Full Service, you can match with a dedicated expert who understands your specific tax situation and handles your taxes for you, start to finish. You can do it all online or meet in person at one of their new tech-enabled store locations. Have your tax forms imported directly into the app and hand everything off to your TurboTax expert. While they work to get you every dollar you deserve, you can go about your normal routine, giving you time back to focus on what actually deserve your attention, like rooting for your team to make the playoffs. April 15th is not waiting, people. Visit TurboTax.com and hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. Rich Eisen here. I've traveled all over for some of the biggest NFL moments you can imagine. Conference championships, Super Bowls, draft weekends, and everywhere I go, the city just feels different. It's buzzing, packed, electric. Now, take that energy and multiply it by the entire world. That's what's coming this summer with the FIFA World Cup. Fans from every corner of the globe are going to be traveling to experience it live. And when that many people come to town, they're all looking for a place to stay. And that got me thinking. If you live in or near a host city, this is one of those rare moments. You already have a space. This summer, you could list your space on Airbnb while fans are in town for the FIFA World Cup. Not as a full-time thing. Not as some huge lifestyle change. Just during an event when demand is naturally high. When I travel for big games, I just want a comfortable place in a real neighborhood. And that's exactly what so many visiting fans will be looking for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So we're really blessed.
Jalen Rose here on the Rich Eisen Show, getting set for the Final Four and an altcast with the Fab Five on Saturday night as Michigan takes on Arizona, courtesy of Lilly, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Is this the best Michigan basketball team ever if they cut down the nets, Jalen?
And see, here, and you know this, Rich. Mm-hmm. Like, to be honest, we don't care. We just want them to win it. Like, just win it. Like, win it. Yes. Yes. If saying y'all the best team mean y'all gonna win it, go do it. Right. But in all honesty, for me, mm-hmm. and I always pay, you know, respect to my elders type of thing. Glenn Rice, Terry Mills, Lloyd Vaught, Ramil Robinson, Sean Higgins, like Terry Mills.
Yep.
They had six pros on that team. And they were the only team in Michigan to ever do it. So for me, they're the greatest team. And if this team is in position to cut down the nets, then it's time to have that conversation. But it's a couple of more games to be played. But I love Dusty May. I love Yaxo. I love this team. And I'm rooting for them so much. I want to see them do so well. And we just need Mara to stay out of foul trouble, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
We need him to block a couple of more shots. We need 10 rebounds out of him. I feel like there's a great space for this team to do it. And if they do win it all this year, of course, they deserve to have that conversation.
Yeah, the punking, and I use that word purposefully, against Tennessee was the largest regional final margin of victory since the 89 Michigan Wolverines eviscerated Virginia on the way to the Final Four and then cutting down the nets in Seattle back in 1989. How do you, however, see this Michigan-Arizona game that you'll be alt-casting on Saturday night? How do you see this matchup?
Arizona's a problem. They really are. They have depth. Pete has been a terrific freshman in a year where freshmen have been very dynamic in collegiate basketball. They have a veteran, Bradley, at the point. Also, Burries, who reminds me a lot of Devin Booker as a shooter and as a scorer. Their coach, Lloyd, has done a terrific job of nurturing this roster and this team. And I feel like, not to disrespect UConn or Illinois, who outplayed expectation, but I feel like these are actually the two best teams. And whoever wins this game, and of course, you know I'm going for Michigan, mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to win it all.
Jalen Rose here on the Rich Eisen Show. What are you doing with Lilly? I'll give you the floor on that, Jalen.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that.
Of course.
So, as you know, the Final Four brings people together across generations, which is a great opportunity to elevate Lilly's 150 years of advancing science and improving lives. And as somebody that tries to be health conscious, Rich, I'm drinking my water with my ginger, lime, and turmeric and cucumber and stuff like that so I can live till I'm 150 years old. It kind of embodies where I am at this point in my life. And so the Final Four, for example, just creates a unique opportunity to remind people and generations about health and wellness and, you know, taking care of your body and mentally and physically. So it's a great partnership. I appreciate the opportunity. And I got a chance today to talk to Darren Peterson of Kansas and Caitlin Clark, who plays for the Fever. Mm-hmm. And both of them, when I look at them, it just makes me celebrate young people's maturity and discipline and responsible and how responsible they are. And so I appreciate Lily bringing us all together.
Lily.com or follow at Eli Lilly on Instagram for more. In the couple minutes I have left with you, Jalen, I'm going to go here. Jalen versus everybody. It's an Instagram title that you have for yourself, but it's also the name of a show in 2017 of you, you know, giving your shot at acting and comedy and things of that nature. And there's a scene that still resonates and always will, because you got Kobe Bryant to play himself. And when I say play himself, like literally say things that he probably would say to you in real life. How did you get him to do that, Jalen?
So one of the things about my journey that I'm just very grateful for is communications, radio, TV, film was my major at college.
Yep.
At Michigan. So while I wanted to be an athlete and be on the court, I also wanted to produce and, you know, curate content. And so the Jalen versus Everybody show that I did. And back in the day, it was like a 360 deal. It was almost like if you're signed to ESPN, only ABC can pick it up.
Right.
You can't go like take it to NBC. And so they chose another show, and I agreed. I would have chose it too. They actually chose Black-ish. That was the show that, you know, took the spot. And so I want to shout to Nashka Khan and Melvin Marr. We came up with this idea that we was going to get Kobe to be in the show. And I was at the Nine Casino in Vegas, and Kobe and his wife was having dinner. And I went over there to say what's up to him, because that's like little bro to me. And I just remember when you go to a restaurant, sometimes they don't clean up, you know, like the drinks that you just had. Mm-hmm. And so they had just ordered a couple of martinis, but the waiter didn't take the other two empty glasses that were on the table. And so that stuck with me. And so I was like, olive martinis. Mm-hmm. And that stuck with me. And so when we were talking about creating an idea for him to celebrate his 81-point game, that's what we wanted to pitch him. And so we sent him the script or whatever. And as you just mentioned, he doesn't do much media or talk to people or, you know, his mama mentality. But when I sent it to him, he trusted me. And he was like, I'm going to do it. And that clip, Rich.
Yeah.
Just to show you how media has changed. Imagine if that was just only on my YouTube.
Forget it.
That would have a billion clicks. And I literally gave it to the public. There's no ads on it. There's no sponsors on it. I just put it out because I wanted to celebrate him. And it was one of the funniest things ever. And unfortunately, we lost him so very young. And that's become one of the signature things of his legacy and of his career, besides him being on the floor. So I'm just proud to not only executive produce that, but right now I have the number one show on Tubi, Southwest High. So I want to make sure everybody go check it out. We're running it up.
Yeah, and you're on it and executive producing it. And how many takes for Kobe? How many takes for that scene?
Well, that was natural. He only, to be honest.
Just once, right? He
like,
once?
I, that was yes, it. Was like, that was it. He mic dropped. He did.
Yeah. And, it was perfect.
He mic dropped. And not only as a Hall of Fame champion basketball player, but he also dabbled in multimedia, won an Oscar, and did a lot of special things. And so I can't front for the public. When we brought him into the Palm Hotel in downtown LA. Mm-hmm. I gave him the script the night before. He read it. He was up on top of his work. And that was really one take. He was like Jay-Z. He came in, he dropped Mike, and it was over. He got up and left. He's like, I ain't about to be here 30 minutes. He literally said that.
Especially since you probably believed every word out of his mouth. It was great. It was great, man. It's great to catch up with you, Jalen. Let's do this again when we have more time, and go have a blast tomorrow night. I told that to Chris that is what college is all about. And I know you guys go back to high school, obviously, and being little babies practically.
Yes.
But that's what it's about, is to be there for a big night for your alma mater. And be there together like that, reliving the old days. It's awesome. Yes, indeed. I'm happy for you.
I appreciate the love. And I just have to say this, and I know we're supposed to be men and all macho and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, congratulations, my brother. I admire you. Wow. You're killing the game. Because there are a lot of people that talk on podcasts, radio shows, television, and do media, but they're not talented. You are.
Wow.
The content that you create, I pay attention. I watch. I told you, like, you got the Johnny Carson introduction when you're running in. I pay attention. And so I appreciate what you bring to the masses and how you represent the University of Michigan and how you always show love.
Thank you.
And how, like, what you say isn't personal, it's knowledgeable. So keep doing your thing, my brother, and I'll pull up and come represent anytime.
Please, anytime. You let me know. You got my number. Let me know when you're in L.A., and I'll be watching tomorrow night. And best of luck on that, and to us as well.
Yes, Jalen. Indeed. Yes. Done. Hail to the victors.
Hail to the victors. Go Blue. That's Jalen Rose right here, CBS, TNT Sports, and Lily.com, or at Eli Lilly to follow more about their awareness initiatives through sports right here on the program. Love that guy, man. Do you know this Kobe scene that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it when it came out.
It's brilliant.
It's been a while.
It's brilliant. It's like, again,
it's awesome.
If you remember Larry Sanders' show, it's about, you know, a real life person in their personal life as well, and behind the scenes and having fun at their expense. It's great. Everyone should seek that one out. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. I just want to say this. I'm going to continue to cape, and I know you guys aren't particularly fond when I do this, but I hear that whoever loses on Saturday night in Indianapolis is going to lose their coach to North Carolina. That North Carolina is waiting for Michigan's or Arizona's coach. So I'm going to loop Arizona into it too here. Okay. What?
Before you do that, I believe Arizona's coach
has already said he's not going anywhere.
Tommy Lloyd, right?
Right.
He just re-upped for a big deal.
Right. And I'm waiting to hear the same news out of Dusty May, who's basically said, I love it here, and I don't, you know, this is my job, and I'm not talking about any other jobs, and people will look into that and basically say, yeah, right, money will talk.
Yeah, contract extension for Tommy Lloyd through 2031.
Great. And I'm waiting to hear something similar for Dusty May, because I am clearly biased. Clearly biased.
No.
But
no.
Why would anybody take – why is North Carolina's job better than Michigan's? Tell me. Why? Because it's Tobacco Road? Because Dean Smith hung banners there? Because, you know, Roy Williams went there for 18 years? Won 3 ACC championships because Hubert Davis won there while he was there. So is that why?
You're kind of making our point.
No, I understand, but Michigan can get the same players as North Carolina. As a matter of fact, our point guard was in North Carolina. Now he's here in Cadell. So not only can Michigan get the players that Dusty May needs, one of them played at North Carolina and left. So it's what do you need? You need the ability to get kids in the portal, and you need to get them NIL. You need to have a top-notch facility. You need to have a school that's going to be putting you out there. And then when you're out there with that school, people watch, like, say, the biggest ratings the NCAA tournament has had, that I just said goodbye to Jalen Rose when I again, you tell me, I'm, again, a 57-year-old guy.
Not yet.
Not yet. Soon to be. Right? That there still is some cachet of the Fab Five. That Michigan, with its relationship with their shoe partner, has some swag to it. I understand the school I'm talking about actually had Michael Jordan there.
Yeah, I mean, I
get it.
That's a hard one.
I get it. I'm just saying we're in the neighborhood, and in other ways, surpassed them. The Big Ten right now, much deeper than the ACC.
Oh,
in basketball,
you can make a case of their premier sports conference.
Right, right now, last three football championships could be soon enough. Michigan could win the hockey Frozen Four. And in the Final Four, along with Illinois, seriously, you tell me why would somebody like Dusty May, when he's able to put this team together, he was able to tell UAB's Yaxel Lendeborg, you come here. UCLA's Adai Mara, you come here. North Carolina's Elliot Cadeau, you come here. Trey McKinney from Detroit, we'll recruit you. We'll let Acuff go to Arkansas. Morris Johnson, you come here from Illinois, which obviously is doing well post Morris Johnson. But seriously,
look, I don't
get it.
Yeah, like,
he's able
sides.
To put his team together.
Yeah, North Carolina last won the title, you know, not that long ago, 2017.
And Michigan hasn't won one since 89.
Yeah,
but
Michigan's only won one.
But Beeline has had Michigan in Elite Eight, Sweet 16s, Final Fours, final games. And, you know, Juwan unfortunately didn't work out. But why would Dusty May, why is North Carolina just assumed like Dusty May's going to blow it all up? He's absolutely going to leave, because who wouldn't take North Carolina's job? Really?
Roy Williams left Kansas, one of the premier college basketball schools, for North Carolina. Now, granted, he had a
two decades plus history there.
But he had history with them.
Right,
so that
sure.
But he left Kansas's, you would put Kansas ahead of Michigan, and he left Kansas for North Carolina.
Why would you put Kansas ahead
because
of Michigan?
Historically, Kansas Jayhawks are looked upon as higher regards than the Wolverines.
By who? Or an 18-year-old, or a 20-year-old, or a 21-year-old.
Now it's different.
Yeah, that 20-year-old has
those kids don't care anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I would say up until a couple of years ago, I would be, you know, pretty strongly hammering you, but I'm like, I'm not disputing your take, because now it's all about money. Jalen Rose said these kids are guns for hire now. They go where the biggest bag is. And if the biggest bag is at Michigan, go to Michigan.
And it might not just be the biggest bag. It's also the coach who's there, the facilities that are there. If an education matters, sure. You know, but I don't understand that somebody's going to definitely leave Michigan in its current state to go to North Carolina just because of what the past was, and it's a blue blood. And what, you're going to get on TV more than Michigan? You're going to get better athletes than Michigan? You're going to get a better situation than the one that he's got currently? You know, he wants to make more money off of it than Tusalud, then Michigan should pay him, if that's what it is. And I think that's what I'm waiting to hear. But I don't understand this business of, like, you're going to lose your coach because North Carolina is waiting for him? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
that's such an antiquated notion.
Well, it's maybe 5-10 years ago that would have been the case, but now.
Maybe.
You know, it's the field is a little more level.
Yeah, of course.
In that regard.
More than it's two with Kansas. I understand Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, the man who came up with the idea of a hoop and affixing it to a pole used to be there. You think a kid cares about that now? No.
I don't know
Zero.
What kids care about.
No.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, you got one. You're going to be in that laboratory as Cage gets older.
Yeah.
But some kids do have parents who are of age.
Sure.
And maybe they're driving them.
Maybe.
The lure of North Carolina basketball is greater than the lure of Michigan basketball. Just so.
I'm talking about a guy who took Florida Atlantic to the Final Four, and Michigan came knocking on his door and saying, we would like you to be our next head coach. He has accepted that job, and he has done so exceptional at that job. And every player that he's been able to, I guess, target, I'd imagine, I'm not fully aware, he's gotten. And look what he's done with those kids. he's gotten the laboratory that he's able to be himself, coach the way that he wants to coach with the players that he can get. And suddenly North Carolina is a better job. Because why? The past? And again, one of the kids who we are so dependent on. You heard how Jalen Rose said, Adaimara better stay out of foul trouble. Elliot Cadeau has to stay out of foul trouble. In the same way that there's only 1 7-foot, you know, behemoth that Michigan's able to put out there, there's one guy that can run the offense like Elliot Cadeau, and it's Elliot Cadeau.
Yeah.
And he came from North Carolina. He left North Carolina for Michigan. So the coach should go the other way around just because it's North Carolina knocking?
Well, they have the ultimate X factor. It's 23. It's Mike. Yeah. Like, how involved is he in the program? Is his opening up his pocketbook? Like, that's a big deal.
Or Dusty May has a chance to cut down a net just like he did in Chicago underneath Jordan's 23 with his own 23. Who's the Big Ten Player of the Year who he got from UAB, as opposed to anybody else, because Lindeborg was highly sought out. And May was able to land him and put him in that uniform and let him shine as the Big Ten Player of the Year. And we'll see what happens against Arizona. And if Michigan loses, because Arizona's the better team, I tip the cap and say this is one of the best years I've had watching Michigan basketball ever. But the whole idea that, oh, he's going to leave North Carolina just because North Carolina's a better job than Michigan's, I cry foul there. We take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. We've got a What's More Likely Friday. And Chris Pronger, we're not done with in-studio Hall of Famers in hour three.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the Thumbtack app. Download today.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. For small businesses, every hire counts, and if you're a small business, you know that. You also know that your time matters, too. Hiring can quickly become overwhelming, from sorting applications to figuring out who's truly qualified. This is where LinkedIn Hiring Pro helps. It streamlines the process so you can focus on connecting with the right candidates, not managing the noise. Hire right the first time. Post your first job and get $100 off you towards your job post at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Let's go to Jerry in Columbus, Ohio. He's been waiting for a while. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, first one is congratulate, maybe.
Okay.
Going back to the mothership.
Okay, thank
Don't
you.
Let them ruin you.
No.
Be you.
I'm going to always be me, Jerry. What else is on your mind?
Well, considering it's more likely Friday,
yes.
What's more likely?
What do you got?
Matt Nagy changing Jackson Dart into the next Patrick Mahomes, or changing him into the next Justin Fields?
Oh, man. Jerry, okay. Wow, those are, I would call, extremes. I'll go positive. I always do that. Jackson Dart, I think we've already seen more.
He's already bouted Justin
him.
Fields.
I don't know. Fields had some moments in Chicago. He really did. But it's not really on Nagy, too. I know he's the OC there. It's really getting him the weapons, and I think John Harbaugh is just going to change everything there successfully, soup to nuts, Jerry. Really?
When are they going to ever get back to the basics and get an offensive line?
Well, they're constantly going to. Right, exactly. Are you a Giant fan sitting there in Columbus?
Sitting in purgatory. I'm a Brooklyn boy.
Awesome. So am I. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Please call back. Greatly appreciate it. Matt Nagy for the Giants is something that I don't think we've addressed yet. As the OC, I know he was up there for some other HCs, but that's a nice choice there. And he wasn't dialing up the plays. It was Andy Reid, as we all know.
Right.
More often than not there in Kansas City. But I how about this? I think it's going to be a in between Mahomes and Fields with it, on the positive side of things that I think Jackson's got, Giant fans never like it when I say this sort of thing, but nor does Dart. And you heard what when we had Scataboo on last month, was he was saying too. He's just got to slide. Mm-hmm. He's got to get out of bounds.
It's all in front of him. Play smart.
Yeah. Let's go in the.
Take care of yourself.
Let's be the quarterback, a Pro Bowl championship quarterback of Big Blue, not the Big Blue 10.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Mike in Chevy Chase, Maryland. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rich, thanks for letting me on. I'm not a regular caller. I love the show.
Thanks, pal.
And I really echo the comments that Jalen Rose made about you and your integrity and professionalism and quality. That's not why I'm calling. And you gave a lot to talk about in the last half an hour, and I'm a Duke guy, but I won't get into the Carolina thing because I would never leave Michigan if I was Rusty May. But anyway, I was listening to your conversation with Donovan. Landon Donovan regarding taking a point off of Carlos Alcaraz. I could say for certain that, and I don't know you, and I really don't know your true physical abilities, but there's zero chance you take a point off of Alcaraz. I don't think you would even get a racket on any of his serves. And if you got a serve in, I'm pretty sure you probably wouldn't get a racket on his return. I would love to see it. So hopefully you can arrange it.
Yep.
And I have, unfortunately, done this similar challenge about 8 years ago with Rafael Nadal. And I was a pretty good tennis player, and I had the same result, 0 points in a set.
No points in a set. You know, Mike, is this the right time to reveal that I'm taking a tennis lesson later today?
I think it's Kelly a great Gullett? Time to reveal that, Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope you prove me wrong.
I would love
to see it.
And do you want to know what
Put him on clay. Play him on clay because that even though I played Nadal on clay, but even though he's the greatest clay player of all time, it slows the game down a little bit. So you get a little bit better chance.
Thank you, Mike.
So that'd be my recommendation.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Mike and Chevy Chase, Maryland. First time, hopefully a frequent time.
That was informative.
Informative and helpful. Helpful. Yeah, let's go on clay where Rafa was better than you. See what I'm going?
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, I see what you're
saying. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha. Uh-huh.
I always like making up Mike Hoskins laugh while he counts me down.
Yeah.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.